Natural capitalism is an economic theory that claims to take everything valuable into account, not just the bottom line. SourceCode's Tom Henwood talks to alternative economist Hunter Lovins about how the way we have created wealth since the Industrial Revolution no longer applies.
I'm here with Hunter Lovins of Natural Capitalism Solutions. And Hunter, you wrote a book, Natural Capitalism, Creating the Next Industrial Revolution, with Paul Hawkins and Amory Lovins. Can you talk about some of the principles of natural capitalism, the principles outlined in this book?
Sure. Natural capitalism has three basic principles of how you achieve a sustainable society and economy. The first is to use resources, anything taken from the earth or borrowed from the future, dramatically more productively. You do this because right now it's profitable. It also solves most of the environmental and many of the social problems facing us. But most importantly, it buys time to put in place more fundamental solutions, such as the second principle, which is to redesign every product and process in society using the way that nature does business. Nature makes a wide array of products, delivers a lot of services. Nature, for instance, runs on sunlight. It has no waste. The output of any process is food for some other. The third principle is then to manage every institution, every company, so that it is restorative inherently in how it does its business of the forms of capital that are in short supply in today's world, and that is the human and natural capital.
Can you talk about the human and natural capital? How is this different from a capitalist system that's based on resources?
Capitalism today is ignoring that human well-being, and indeed the well-being of life, is dependent on at least two forms of capital, human capital and natural capital. Now, human capital is more than just an accessible pool of skilled workers, which is what people tend to define human capital as. It's also intact culture. It's the transmission over time of adaptive values. It's the social aspects. It's why we all get up in the morning. That's all part of human capital. Similarly, natural capital is not just extractable board feet of timber that you can cut down and sell and make money on. It is the intact ecosystems that deliver to us services such as a stable climate, such as the cycling of nutrients, the hydrological cycle that brings water, the ability of the planet to absorb and detoxify society's wastes. None of this is on anybody's balance sheet. So we're treating it as if it has a value of zero. Capitalism, as we've been practicing it, is endangered because as we undermine these ecosystem services, we undermine the ability of business to exist on the planet. It's beginning to be a business case for behaving a bit more sustainably.
So sustainability could be a profitable venture for a company.
Done right, it's a very profitable venture. And what's interesting is that the companies that are practicing this sort of an approach are finding that it cuts their costs, it enhances their brand equity, it drives their innovation, it makes them the kind of companies that the best talent wants to come and work for. It enhances every aspect of shareholder value. So far from sustainability being an added cost onto a company, it's actually better business.
What would a world look like where natural capitalism was the dominant model instead of maybe the global capitalism model that we have today?
We would have a high quality of life. We would have abundant artifacts that add to a high quality of life. But these things would be made in ways that don't produce toxins, that don't deplete resources. When we're done with them, they would go back to the manufacturer to be remade into the same or different products. So we will have eliminated the concept of waste. The world would run on renewable energy, because that's the energy that we can durably have. We would think a lot more about what it is that we want. What does it mean to be happy? What does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be fulfilled? This is perhaps really the only ultimate form of capital. What all that we have as human beings are our lives, our time. How are we spending that time?
This has been a sample from SourceCode TV, available from the Dish Satellite Network, www.sourcecode.freespeech.org.